Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 15th of October. Hope you're well. Coming up.
A slot demanded by a number of parties in the wake of significant controversy surrounding Sinn Féin.
Sinn Féin under the spotlight in Dáil today and hospitality workers to march on the streets. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, it's expected to be a fiery day in the Dáil as TDs gear up for statements on child protection. It comes as Sinn Féin finds itself mired in controversies about the behaviour of party members. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
This afternoon, the Dáil will hear statements on child protection, a slot demanded by a number of parties in the wake of significant controversy surrounding Sinn Féin. Work references provided to former press officer Michael McMonagall, who's pleaded guilty to child sex offences in Northern Ireland, have become political ammunition for government and opposition parties alike. While ordering a review of government structures, Mary Lou McDonald also warned those in glass government houses not to cast stones and said she intends to raise cases of references being provided by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil members to people also found guilty of sex offences. Since then, further turmoil has engulfed the party with the resignation of two TDs and questions over why Sinn Féin didn't pass on a complaint against TD Brian Stanley to Gardaí earlier in the process of investigation. The party says no criminal offence was identified in the initial complaint and making the reference to Gardaí was done out of an abundance of caution.
Hospitality workers will take to the streets today, highlighting the businesses closed and jobs lost in the past year, claiming the industry is in crisis. Over 700 restaurants, cafes and food businesses have been forced to close their doors in less than a year due to a hike in VAT rates, according to the Restaurants Association. The sector has been calling for months for the VAT rate to be cut to 9%. However, Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue says that would cost hundreds of millions of euro.
So the budget already does contain measures to help support small and medium-sized businesses. The decisions that were made in relation to VAT thresholds to help businesses with cash flow at a time in which we know that cash flow concerns are important to small and medium-sized businesses. It contains the grant of up to €4,000 to help businesses later on in the year.
The free HRT announced in the budget will still happen if there's an early election. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is bringing legislation to Cabinet this morning to give force to the free hormone replacement treatments announced on Budget Day. The Oireachtas needs to pass the bill to give the measures permanent effect. However, it can happen under order of the Minister from January if the Dáil falls without passing the legislation. The Taoiseach will bring a memo to Cabinet today to approve the publication of the Dublin City Centre Task Force report. The task force was a commitment made by Simon Harris when he took office. Its report is due to be published next week. It's understood it contains 10 major initiatives to revive Dublin's inner city. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
The report, presented to the Taoiseach last month, makes significant recommendations on the revitalisation of O'Connell Street with a particular focus on the iconic GPO. It recommends it's redeveloped as a major public building, such as a world-class museum, a leading government department, or a new home for the national broadcaster. The report will outline how a step change is required in how the city centre is developed, with a recommendation that its regeneration should be managed as a special programme. Other areas covered in the task force's report include housing, policing, waste and culture.
The UN says it's determined to keep UNIFIL forces in Lebanon despite calls from the Israeli Prime Minister to have them withdrawn. During the past week, the Israeli military has fired on peacekeepers, stopped logistics and injured more than a dozen of its troops in southern Lebanon. The attacks have been widely condemned by the international community. Stefan Dujarric, spokesperson for the Secretary General, said UNIFIL forces will be remaining in Lebanon.
As you know very well, is mandated by the UN Security Council. In this context, UNIFIL is committed to preserving its capacity to support diplomatic solution based on Security Council Resolution 1701, which, as far as we are concerned, is the only way forward.
38,000 people were supported by a loan last year to age at home. The charity, which supports older people in their own homes, delivered 86% of the supports people requested in 2023. It's currently working with the HSE's Enhanced Community Care Programme to aid hospital discharges and prevent readmission where care is available within the community, as well as offering general support to age at home. Speaking ahead of the launch of its annual report this morning, Alone CEO Sean Moynihan says the charity is now present in all communities.
We truly became the national organisation rooted in every community, where we increased the number of older people we support at their age at home by 50%. We increased our number of volunteers by 50%. And we made sure that everybody who came to us got a service. In the vast majority of cases, we met their needs within 3 weeks.
P. Diddy's lawyers say the truth will prevail in court as they deny new allegations that he raped women, sexually assaulted men and molested a 16-year-old boy. At least 6 lawsuits were filed against the hip-hop star, whose real name is Sean Combs, yesterday. The 54-year-old has already pleaded not guilty to racketeering, conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. In entertainment news, handwritten lyrics, instruments and clothing of some of the music's biggest stars are expected to fetch hundreds of thousands of euro at auction. Among more than 350 items going under the hammer are Michael Jackson's jacket and John Lennon's first Vox amp he used with the Beatles. Noel Gallagher's autographed guitar is also listed. The 4-day auction event begins next month. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland under-21s have a mammoth task ahead this evening. If they're to seal qualification for next year's European Championships, they must defeat unbeaten group leaders Italy to guarantee top spot in Group A. Jim Crawford's side can secure a playoff place if they match or better Norway's result at home to Turkey. Both of the games kick off at 5:30. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.